Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. If you Google Jackson State today, you have to work to even catch a glimpse of the violence that happened on their campus between May 14th and May 15th of 1970, just 10 short days after the Kent State massacre. Perform that same Google search on Kent State, of course, and there's no doubt that something horrific happened. History has swallowed the incident at Jackson State University, Mississippi, but it's no less noteworthy than the massacre at Kent State some 40 years ago. On May 14th through 15th in 1970, Jackson State students were protesting the Kent State killings, as well as agitating for civil rights. A few students set several fires and overturned a dump truck that had been left on campus overnight at a sewer-lined construction site. Jackson firefighters dispatched to put out the blaze met a hostile crowd. Fearing for their safety, the firemen requested police backup. 75 policemen and Mississippi State police officers armed with carbine, submachine guns, shotguns, service revolvers, and some personal weapons responded to the call. After the firemen extinguished the blaze and left, the police and state troopers marched along the unfortunately named Lynch Street toward Alexander Center, a woman's residence, weapons at the ready. The officers deployed into a line facing the students. Someone in the crowd either threw or dropped a bottle, which shattered on the asphalt with a loud pop. That's when the police opened fire on the unarmed students. Over 200 rounds were discharged. Miraculously, only a dozen or so were wounded, but two students were killed. 21-year-old Philip Lafayette Gibbs, a Jackson State College student, and 17-year-old James Earl Green, a Jim Hill High School senior, were murdered on May 14, 1970, just 6 short days after the Kent State killings. It would be the second time in less than a week that U.S. authorities had murdered unarmed U.S. students. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.